Will wanted badly to see what it would be like to enter one of those portals, or pockets, as Bet and Ezra called them, but he decided that it'd be best if he waited. Ezra was right. They didn't know anything about it, and couldn't help him with any issues he might come across. Also, they just used nearly 10 binders. "I'm just gonna wait for now," Will said. He dropped the last 2 pieces of binder back into the bottle and began to cap the lid. Swoop let out a stiff and irritated cackle. "It's okay. You'll get them soon." The lid was sealed, but Will paused a moment. "Should you guys have a few pieces? Just in case, I mean? The mender said that this would be dangerous, and if it is, you may want to use Tenebrum and Pexel's feeding abilities." Ezra and Bet gave each other a quick glance. "They're yours," Ezra said, "but I think that's a good idea." Will nodded and uncapped his bottle. They divided 2 for both Bet and Ezra, giving them each 8 pieces to use in case of an emergency. They stored them in 2 small tins that were likely for that very purpose. Then they snapped the lids tightly closed and placed them in their pockets. "I think it's time we get moving," Ezra said. "Let's try and get down into that canyon before we stop to rest. It really isn't that far. Once we're there, we can decide whether or not to enter the cave." The 3 of them set into a steady pace. They didn't talk much, and Will's mind began to wander about this mysterious teacher. It seemed so many of the Dark Hands weren't the nicest of fellows. Was that even true? Or did Bet and Ezra just have a jaded view because of what had happened to their family? He wasn't bad. He felt sure of that. What kind of training would he have to undergo? Would he fully understand how to use the pockets? How long would all this take? And most importantly, once he'd learned whatever from the teacher, how would he finally get home? Occasionally, as they walked, Swoop would burst into several duplicates of herself. She seemed to be experimenting with a new ability. It was really pretty impressive, and though Will wasn't really sure, it seemed like the shadows, that's what Will decided to call them, were staying around longer and longer. They'd been traveling downhill for quite a while, and after an hour or so, the ground evened out and began to break and crackle in gashes beneath their feet. The plants began to disappear, and on either side of them, a tall cliffside began to rise. The further they went, the more nervous Will began to feel. He could tell he wasn't the only one. Bet left Pexel out of her backpack, and Tenebrum shifted his triangular head back and forth to scrutinize the tall walls. Ezra was the most concerning, though. He kept casting long looks behind them, sometimes toward the clifftop and others directly to where they'd been. He squinted his eyes and crunched his eyebrows in thought. After the 4th or 5th time he did it, Will couldn't help himself. "What are you looking at?" he said. "Listen, I'm not sure, so maybe I'm just paranoid, but I think we're being followed."
"Murden?"
Bet nearly whispered.
"I don't know, but it's not like there's anything we could do about it. Our only real way is forward."
He paused for a moment and rubbed at his nose.
"This is about where we should have stopped and rest, but I'm not so sure that's a good idea."
So the question is, should the 3 of them stop to rest or keep moving?